Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from her offices, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Family Life, Kimberly Cavalier, joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Well, I'm very good. Kimberly's brand new in this position. She's serving a number of counties here in the area. Kimberly, what brought you to ISU Extension?
Well, I have actually been with Extension for a little bit over 4 years. I served as a county director in Page County before I decided to take this position in January. So I've been in this position just right at 6 months. So I'm finally through most of my training and I'm getting out there ready to teach some classes. Right after fair time, we're going to get back into it because you know how summers are busy for fair.
Yes, they are. So why was this so much more appealing to you maybe than being the county extension director? Were you just kind of looking for something different?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I loved being the county director. But what I loved about that job was that I got to teach. And in this position, I get to do more of that. So that's what really attracted me to this position. I love extension as a whole. And in this position, I get to teach. That's what I do. So I get to teach classes for child care all the way up to seniors. So I just get to work with all kinds of people in this position.
Yeah. So as human sciences specialist, and you're specializing in the family life arena there, this is something that gives you a bit of flexibility. You're working in some different topics.
Yes, we do. We focus on every age and stage of life, I guess you could say. I mean, we cover topics like parenting and child development, early childhood education, but then we also talk about being a caregiver to aging parents or dependent children. We focus on healthy relationships and mental health, so I just get to teach all kinds of different things.
Yeah, so do you do some traveling then to the different counties that you serve through this particular position?
I will. I'll actually be serving 12 different counties. So if you start across the top of my area in Southwest Iowa, I cover the extension areas in East and West Pottawatomie, along through Cass and Adair. And then I come down in the corner with Union, Ringgold, Adams, and Taylor. And then the four over in the corner, Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, and where I'm located at in Page. So I get to travel all over that corner of Southwest Iowa, and I get to do all kinds of different classes around.
Well, and I know we're all a little different no matter where we are, but in Southwest Iowa, you have some experience there in Page County. There's a lot of similarities with some of those other counties when you're dealing with folks. A lot of times when we get new specialists that come into these positions at Iowa State University Extension, it might be from perhaps another state or perhaps another position somewhere else here in this state. Do you feel like it helps you to kind of settle in, feeling like you kind of know the territory, you kind of have a feel for the folks?
You know, I grew up in Southwest Iowa. I'm a Taylor County girl by way of a little time in Texas, but Southwest Iowa has always been my home. So it's where I wanted to be, and I think you have a vested interest when it is where you're from. You know, I grew up in the area. I love, you know, being back here in Southwest Iowa. So yeah, you put a little bit more love into it when you're a hometown girl in a way.
Absolutely. Well, that's very good. It fits right in then. You know exactly what you're getting into here and who you're having to deal with.
I hope so.
All right. Well, let's talk about some programs that you do have coming up because they're not going to let you sit around and sit at your desk and think about things for a while. They're going to put you to work right away, aren't they?
No, they certainly are. And, you know, we're getting back into doing in-person training, but we're going to try and get through some of fair season, and then we're going to really be, you know, getting people back out and seeing them in person, which we've really missed. But I do have some upcoming online opportunities I wanted to share with you. One of the focused areas that we've been working on lately is mental health. And I've got a few different classes that we've got coming up that are online, which makes it a great opportunity for people who might not be able to get out and get to a class in person. And we've had people from all over Iowa and outside of Iowa take some of these classes. So great opportunities here. The first one I'm going to share with you is actually called Mental Health First Aid. This is a national, international, worldwide curriculum. And we've got two different areas that we focus on. One is for youth, and it's actually individuals that work with youth. So you could think school counselors, 4-H volunteers, anybody that spends time working with children. Youth should consider taking this class. And we have several of them coming up. Our next one is going to be Thursday the 17th, and that's an online class. And we've also got an adult class for anybody that works with adults and wants to learn more about mental health first aid, and that's on the 24th. This class is great. It helps you to identify and understand and how you would want to respond to somebody who might be exhibiting signs of mental illness or substance abuse disorders. And it gives you the training and skills that you need to reach out and to provide that initial support to somebody. It helps you learn how you can utilize the resources that are in your area to help them get appropriate care. The second class that we have that focuses on mental health is called QPR. That actually stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. And it's a take on CPR because this is our way of helping somebody who might be having suicidal thoughts, professionals and volunteers, and it helps them learn three simple steps, question, persuade, and refer, that can help save a life from suicide. So that's coming up on the 17th, but we have multiple sessions of that. So if you can't attend that one, I encourage people just to reach out and give me a call, and I'll help them figure out one they can attend.
Boy, you're not wasting any time getting into the tough topics there. These are ones that are very difficult sometimes for folks to approach.
They are. And if we've learned anything from this pandemic is that sometimes we do need to take care of ourselves. You know, it's been hard on a lot of people. And so we're just wanting to find ways that we can help, because your mental health and well-being, it could have been seriously affected by the, you know, almost a year that we were, you know, locked down and weren't able to do anything. So we're wanting to help people make sure that they're in a good place mentally, and then we can get back to our normal lives and hopefully, you know, get out there and be happy and healthy.
Yeah, and of course, we take it to another step there, too, suicide prevention. We don't need to tell you how important recognizing those issues are. Lightening things up a little bit, too, I know you've got another one coming up a little bit later on. The farmers markets and so many of the locally grown food products have become so incredibly popular. They've always been popular, but so much more so in the last several years. We've seen just an explosion of interest in locally produced foods. And, you know, sometimes you get more than you can handle.
You do. And you know what? This isn't one of the classes I personally teach, but as you said earlier, I work with a team, and one of the components of the team I work with is a wellness and nutrition specialist. And so our wellness and nutrition specialists do a class called Preserve the Taste of Summer 101. And you're right, that fresh produce that you can pick up at the farmer's market, or if you're like me and you plant a little garden, we all know that when those tomatoes get ripe or those cucumbers are ready, you sometimes have more than you can eat at that time. So you don't want them to go to waste, right? So Preserve the Taste of Summer is great because it teaches you how to can, freeze, and dry foods safely at home. And that way you can continue to enjoy that summer produce into the winter months. You know, there's nothing like, you know, I'll tell you, I still have some frozen corn that we did a couple years ago, and it still tastes like it's fresh out of the garden. So those workshops are coming up. We've got one on the 23rd in the evening. And again, we have those throughout the summer that people can sign up for. And we also have canning workshops that are going on. So I don't know if anybody out there is interested in learning how to can, but it's a great opportunity to learn, you know, specifics on whether it be salsa or jellies or jams or pickles. You can learn how to make all those things and can them as well.
Very good. A lot of good opportunities for folks, and it's amazing to me still over the years, over the last few decades, how much Extension has changed and morphed their focus. It's about your whole life, not just about crops and animals.
It is. You know, we still focus on four main educational areas. People probably know us mostly from either 4-H or our Ag and Natural Resources areas. But we also have an entire area that works on community and economic development, as well as the area that I'm in, which is called human sciences. So we cover a vast array of topics, and I usually tell people, I don't have to be the expert in everything, but I know where to find an expert. Right up at Iowa State, we have experts on everything. You know, if you need help with horticulture or agronomy, I can find somebody to help you. I've had people call me with questions about bees and wine. I don't know anything about that, but I know where to find somebody who does.
Very good. And if folks want more information on different types of programs that might be coming up down the road, where can they find that?
Well, they can do two things. One, they can visit our website, which is extension.iastate.edu. Or if they feel more comfortable, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people, depending on what you're looking for. And you can reach me at area code 712-542-5171.
Very good. Look forward to seeing you up here doing some in-person things again. It'd be nice to get out and do some in-person things again here.
It sure will. And I know fair's coming up, so I might see some people out and about at the local county fairs as well. And if you do, stop by and say hello.
You bet. That's Kimberly Cavalier, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Family Life. Kimberly, best of luck to you in the new position. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.